plain proofs of creation. Creation is a combo, so there are distinct and dissimilar creations of different entities occurring at the same time or simultaneously, not only one creation. So we aren't supposed to be stuck on one or two entities, i.e. the Big Bang for Earth and evolution for man. What about the 100,000 other species and entities that exist on planet, on Earth, or in our universe? If evolution was the accurate origin of man, then the world count would and could not increase, as the world population for humans should be ever constant, or better still, diminishing, as there could only be one source for every human being, one count, this bolted down, then gradually reduced by death or in death, which is another phenomenon that we all know. This figure should mean the overall count decreases over time. It would also mean that there would be no room for innovation or innovativity or uniqueness or diverse characters, as all characters would have to remain at their original variant only. Same for base education, character trends, behavioral patterns, same level of intelligence, same mannerisms, same opinions, same race and creed, for as they were in the beginning is as they will be always. Human beings are as complicated as sentences that can be constructed from every word in the English dictionary. So there are strong people, weak people, beautiful words, ugly words, poor people, rich people, poor words, rich words, pretty looking words, foolish words, sound people, sound words. This is why sound counsel is imperative or priceless, and not for the uninspiring or the uninstructed. There can't be varied methods and media for creation. Science provides not one, but a multiple of opinions, of options as to how the world or the worlds in this case were or came into existence. One of the missing links here is that it's not only humans and the Earth that was created or that indeed exists. So once science had suggested the Big Bang for humans, for the Earth, and evolution for man, it took its leave. So everything else is irrelevant and unstudied, like the creation of trees and mountains and the springs and weather and stars themselves, the suns and rivers, etc. One animal, then all of the animals, as distinct and dissimilar as they are from each other. Note, it wasn't the same person in science that suggested the two principles. God's version is, however, the same. One source for all creation, that source being his words. Simply put, God made the universe through his word. Simple. What may be so complex to us may be because we don't want to, or we won't want to accept its simplicity. God just spoke the universe into existence from himself, that's it. Amen.